Yes, indeed, Jordan. And look, a couple of things. We just got to catch up on a big weekend for the guys from Inishowen. Once again, they were down in Dublin, and the National 5 Mile Championship was on down there. And the over 50 team have been doing a tour basically of all the national championships on the road throughout the summer and indeed the late spring, and they've been very successful. And Liam Bradley, Martin McLucas and Patrick McKinley, once again, they won the National Over 50 Team Championship today in Dublin. So well done to them. That's 5 miles. And indeed, Patrick McKinley finished 22nd in the actual race. About 1,300 athletes competed. So well done to them once again. And they continue what has been a very, very, very strong, performance record for that particular team. So that was Dublin. That was the story. You got the results, obviously, from half marathon Strabane-Lifford. Humid conditions, times obviously not all that fast. Philip McHugh winning it from Letterkenny, from Stephen Duncan Oma. Well done there. And then Catherine Worski, as you said earlier in your bulletin there, from the city of Derry. She won the ladies' section. Claire McGuigan, she's with Letterkenny now. She was second. And Helen McCready continued good form from Helen McCready on the roads. She finished third. Again, that's a big one. That's one of the big four or five races in Donegal each year. So again, the numbers were maintained very strongly. And then, of course, our underage people. Well, the story really was 2 days of athletics. Many, many, many Donegal athletes competing over the 2 days at Mary Peters. You know, not only chasing Ulster titles or medals, indeed, in some cases, or indeed PB performances, but qualification for national championships. And that's always going to be a big deal, because come July, it's going to be about 4 days of national championships. And Donegal will, of course, be very, very well representative. Without going into the totality of that, I'm going to throw out some names at you over the 2 days from the different clubs. You know, from Finn Valley, Riona Doherty, Amy Timoney, Joseph Gillespie, and Dean Leeper, all in number one spots. And not only in number one spots, but showing really good form. Then we had Letterkenny over the 2 days. We had Erin Friel. She was involved in a great race over 200 metres under 17. She went sub 26. So well done to her. And that's on the back of a really great relay leg last weekend at Irish School. So well done, Erin. And then from Letterkenny as well, in the high jump, Chloe Gallagher. She's beginning to emerge as an athlete to keep a wee eye on as well. Those are the Letterkenny ones. From the Lifford camp, well, Keefa Gallen, once again, it's week in, week out with Keefa. She won the hammer, of course. And then Maureen McBride was second to her. They're a 1-2 no matter what, and the same happened in the school, so well done to them. So Keefa Gallen won the hammer, and Ciara Mullen was in good form. And Finn O'Neill, he's a multi-event athlete that competes out of Lifford Strabane Club. And, you know, we kind of missed it there because the competition went on late there a couple of weekends ago. But he finished second in the British Championships in the decathlon. So in the junior decathlon, that's a pretty significant result for him. And today he was in good form again over a number of events just over the weekend. The Rosses, of course, they have Jack McElroy running well over 1,500 metres. Oisin Gillespie, he's a very talented little boy, and he does get involved in some great tussles with the Finn Valley boy Mark Wilkinson, both of them great young fellas. So Oisin won the high jump and kept the flag flying for the Rosses there. And then from the Tyrconnell club, well, the Dewhurst brothers, they're in the news week in, week out, and they're really, really, really setting the world alight indeed. So the two Glenties boys, well, on this occasion, Fintan, again, a European qualifying time, a strong time to win his event. And then Ethan, the younger brother, he got a European youth qualification time. Both of them, of course, winning. Both of them very impressive. Two good young fellas. And, they did the same story in the Irish schools last weekend for Glenties Comprehensive. So well done to them. Emily Kelly had a good weekend. Alana Anderson had a good weekend for them as well. And Sophie Parler, from the Olympian Club. I mean, she won the Irish 100-metre school senior title last weekend. She's from Thornhill College. She's a darn good athlete, a really strong athlete, and she, on this occasion, obviously, as you would expect, was dominant in her age group in the Nationals. And then, of course, from Cranford, over the weeks and over the last few weeks, Keelan McFadden continues to fly the flag very, very strongly for Cranford. So, look, a good weekend for Donegal athletes. Eamonn McCarroll was in Innsbruck competing for Ireland in the World Mountain championships, mountain running championships. That's a tough event. She finished 38th in the junior race. She was second Irish. Ireland were 10th. And believe it or not, that's got world ranking stuff story now. You know, in terms of world, when I say world ranking, it's acknowledged big time, because more and more people are doing ultras, doing trail running, doing mountain running. And she was in the Irish team under 20, runs out of Finn Valley, of course, but she is a very talented young and enthusiastic and energetic young girl. So look, it's all about experience, and she was the second best of the Irish. So that's pretty much the weekend kind of wrapped up. A busy weekend. The Dewhurst boys, their performances outrank everybody else in terms of the underage stuff at the Ulsters, and then of course everybody in the running world and the road running world will be talking about Philip McGee and the girl from Horsky from City of Derry. And that's pretty much another weekend wrapped up, Jordan.